Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So a case in Ohio, a death penalty case in Ohio, may have implications for the rest of the nation. There's a news conference today, clemency hearing tomorrow. Let's talk with Bob Driehaus, who contributed to the New York Times. He's on the line from Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
And Paul Pfeiffer is an Ohio Supreme Court justice, also on the line from the state of Ohio. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, John.
So what's at stake, Bob Driehaus, in both of these hearings this morning?
Okay, the clemency hearing is actually tomorrow. The press conference is today. A man, Kevin Keith, is accused of a triple murder committed in 1994 of a 24-year-old woman, her 39-year-old aunt, and her 4-year-old daughter, plus wounding three others. But he has a defense team that has come up with a whole lot of evidence since his conviction that they say exonerates him of the crime. And the courts have not granted any of his appeals. His pretty much his last shot is getting clemency from Governor Ted Strickland, a Democrat.
All right. Paul Pfeiffer, Ohio Supreme Court Justice, does this case of Kevin Keith point up the tension between the so-called sanctity of a jury's finding of fact and the unwillingness of some courts to overturn that under any circumstances, and the competing tension of seeing patterns, sometimes racial, sometimes class-related, of enforcement of death penalty laws that victimizes certain groups and makes state governments and federal governments want to actually take a look at the entire death penalty system in certain states. Is that the tension here?
Well, that might overstate the tension on this particular case. I think this case comes down to certain facts that his lawyers are now contesting. But in a larger sense, yes, I think we have a problem in Ohio that needs an overall review by someone who is or a group of people who are independent of all of that. Namely, our statute, which I was involved in writing 30 years ago, was designed to narrowly tailor and have death available as a punishment only in the worst of the worst cases. And over time, what qualified for death penalty got expanded. So that's why I've called for a review of all of them. In the case of Kevin Keith, I've had an opportunity to look at that a couple of times and was not persuaded that he is innocent. But that question is now in the governor's hands, and I'm hearing that the governor may be persuaded that this particular case should be commuted.
Paul Pfeiffer, as a member of the Ohio Supreme Court, do you have standing in a hearing like this? And do you believe, whether he's guilty or not, that he should not be executed?
I've had to vote on that question, and our Supreme Court, under the statute, has to do an independent weighing in each case. And so I've already voted that I felt death was appropriate in this particular case. What I've been suggesting is that in terms of your question, do I have standing in the commutation process? No, that's strictly the governor's matter. What I've suggested is, instead of cases waiting 10 or 20 years for review, that the governor, the next governor, appoint a blue ribbon panel, perhaps headed by somebody like Senator Voinovich, who was governor for 8 years, had to face these questions, but never had to face the questions because the first execution under our statute didn't occur till he was out of office.
Right.
Someone of that stature who has been in the difficult position of having to make those ultimate life and death decision.
And it's a different world now. There are executions taking place in Ohio. There may be one actually as soon as today. Bob Driehaus, contributor to the New York Times. What are the politics driving the possible decision of Governor Strickland? We've seen in other states, particularly Illinois, where it took a governor unilaterally deciding to review all death penalty cases, a moratorium in the state of Illinois. Any chance that Governor Strickland would do that here?
Well, I don't think so, not in the near future anyway. The governor is on record saying that he does not favor a comprehensive review, and his opponent in the November election, John Kasich, is also against the review. So I don't believe that the tide has turned enough for that review to occur at this point. The governor is facing re-election in the fall, but his spokesman went on record yesterday saying that this is a matter of life and death and that politics won't play any part in the decision of this particular case. But the governor is not an anti-death penalty guy, and I don't believe that the pressure is such yet that we're going to see that comprehensive review that the justice and others are seeking.
Bob Driehaus is covering the Kevin Keith case for the New York Times. Paul Pfeiffer, before we go, does it frustrate you as a member of the bench that it's almost impossible for a political candidate to be pro-death penalty but call for a review of death penalty cases because they will be seen politically as soft on criminals?
Well, I think after the election's over, those attitudes of both Kasich and Strickland may change.
But I hate to be a defendant who gets executed before the election, wouldn't
you? And here's I think the biggest point driving this is right now that our statute has changed and you can get life without possibility of parole, prosecutors aren't seeking the death penalty as often, and juries. Last year, we only had two cases in Ohio where juries imposed death. That's a big change from when most of these people were placed on death row.
All right.
At a clip of 10 or 12 a year.
Signs of change in the state of Ohio. We're talking about the death row situation in Ohio. Paul Pfeiffer, Ohio Supreme Court Justice, and Bob Driehaus, contributor to the New York Times. Thanks to both.